The question today is, what will the Lord do in the future for all He has saved? This is part number 3. We said that once a person is saved, his soul, his spirit is saved from the penalty of sin. But God has promised, an unconditional promise, that He would sanctify that person. And sanctification means the walk of progression toward perfection that will be gained at the first resurrection. That means his soul is being saved from the power of sin day by day. And then, of course, glorification is when the body will be saved at the presence of sin. And that'll be the rapture. He's going to do that for all saints of God. That's why he said in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ. The lost can claim that in a sense, even though it's written to say, but when God awakens you, there's a good work begun in you, and that will be a conditional promise. If you will continue, you shall come to the point of justification. But when you come to the point of justification, you're guaranteed to be sanctified and be glorified. He'll make you like unto the image of His dear Son. He predestinated that. And that's not talking about a lost man being predestinated to anything. It's talking about one who's in Christ will be made like our Lord Jesus Christ in His image. And then, of course, we'll stand before the judgment seat where the works that's wood, hay, and stubble will be burned. And we'll suffer loss if we've not had gold, precious stone, and silver. But if we've had that enduring quality works that will stand the fire test, then we'll have rewards and crowns to cast back at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so as a result, well, we'll be there at the judgment seat. And Paul calls that judgment seat a terror. It's not going to be a Sunday school picnic. It's going to be an awful thing we're going to have to face. But God said He's going to do that for us. Now, that judgment is not to determine heaven or hell, because only the saved will be there. But then there'll be a marriage supper of the Lamb. And by the way, when these two things are going on in heaven, on this earth, there'll be the wrath of God be poured out of the vials, the trumpets, and the thunders. And then the marriage supper, where it says, the blessed are they that are called, means the effectual call of the Lord. And they'll be there that day. All saints, Old Testament and new, will be joined to our Lord Jesus Christ at that time. Those whose names are written in the book of life. That's even the babies who grew up. In other words, they died before they reached the knowledge of accountability. They were safe, but they're covered by the blood. They'll be there, made in the image of Christ, and joined unto Him along with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as the Scripture talk about. Well, today let's go a little further in this part number 3. We'll come back with the Lord in judgment on white horses. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 19, verse number 11 through 16. Now, you have to realize, as the wrath of God is going on this earth, we're in heaven at the judgment seat in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And as that wrath is being poured out upon this earth, the devil, the unholy trinity of the dragon, the Antichrist, and the false prophet gathers together a group of innumerable, it's hard to number, it's a great number that come across the dried up Euphrates River heading into Jerusalem to come against the throne of God one more time. And there they are gathered in the valley of Armageddon, there in Megiddo, the valley of Megiddo, which is 177 miles long and 10 miles wide. And there is the Lord mounts up. The Bible said in verse 11 of Revelation 19, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head there were many crowns, and those crowns were those, I believe, that the saints of God who had gold, precious stone, and silver endured the fire test, and they were able to cast them back at the feet of Jesus because He's worthy. But it said in verse 12, He had a name written that no man knew but He Himself. This is Revelation 19. Now verse 13, and He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed Him upon those white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. That's not the angels. That's the saints of God who clothed in white linen, fine linen, white and clean. The same that was there at the marriage supper of the Lamb, where it says they were arrayed in verse 8 of 19, in fine linen, clean and white. So the armies is us, the saints of God, who's coming back with our Lord upon this earth. But it says, and out of His mouth shall goeth a sharp sword, that with it He shall smite the nations, and He shall rule them with a rod of iron. And He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And He hath on His vesture and on His thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there, as He comes back and that army is gathered, as a rod goeth out of His mouth, it said, a sharp sword goeth out of his mouth. In other words, he speaks, and as he speaks, they turn on one another in that valley. And I don't know exactly all that'll transpire, but every one of them dies, and blood's going to run 177 miles long, 10 miles wide, to the bridle of the horse's bit. As he treads, he talks about treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. We'll be with him. He's the one it's all about. It's all about him in every area of the Bible, if you please. It's not us, but we'll be with him at that time. That's what he's going to do with the saints. You say, I don't know that I can ride a horse. You can then. Riding up on a white horse, following our Lord, who's leading the pack, if you please. And as he speaks, the judgment comes upon the nations at that time, and we'll be with him at that particular time. Now, you think about it, at that time, what happens, of course, the Bible said in Revelations number 19, that he'll take the false prophet and the Antichrist, who's caused a lot of problems up on this earth in these last days, and he'll throw them in the lake of fire. And by the way, they'll be the first two that's in the lake of fire. Right now, man's in just what we call Hades, the burning compartment of hell, and waiting for the great white throne judgment when they too will be cast in the lake of fire. But he takes the beast and the false prophet there, and the Antichrist and the false prophet, and casts them in the lake of fire. And he reaches over in chapter 20 of Revelations, and he gets the devil and chains him for 1,000 years. Some people think that we're living now in what's called the millennium reign, but I'll tell you, the devil's chained in the millennium reign, and if he's chained today, he's on a long chain because he's still operating on planet Earth. The great adversary and tempter of us today, adversary of God and tempter, our tempter, he's still alive and well on planet Earth. But one day he'll be chained, and we'll be with our Lord at that time when he reaches over and chains the devil. And you know what's going to be good about that? As we think about that at that time, we'll see the devil chained, and we'll look at it like Isaiah 14:16 said, they shall see thee narrowly, talking about the devil, Lucifer. They shall see thee, they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is that the man that made the earth to tremble and that did shake kingdoms? Oh, at that time when we see how small in comparison to the great God that we serve, if the devil is, I'll tell you, it'll cause us to look upon him narrowly and say, is that the little old thing that caused me all the problems all the days of my life? Oh, listen, he's going to be chained for 1,000 years. And then not only will we just be with him there in judgment, but we're going to rule and reign with our Lord. Talking about all who are saved are going to rule and reign with our Lord in the millennium kingdom with Jesus there. As announced by Gabriel when he came to Mary in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse number 31, as he's talking to Mary, announcing the fact, some things here, he said, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Jesus is going to come back and set up on the throne of his father David in the millennium kingdom. You realize something? And the Bible said we're going to rule, verse chapter 20, verse number 6, he said we're going to rule. Well, it's blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Well, we ought to thank God for that. I mean, we're going to rule and reign with Jesus that 1,000 years. Now, I don't know all that millennium kingdom will be like. It's going to be kind of a utopia on the earth at that time. I know it'll be even greater than the time when the land flowed with milk and honey in Canaan. There'll be, in essence, the Bible talks about the straw, the lion eating straw like the ox and does, and the child can play on the hole of the asp. In other words, he can play by the asp. Then that's the most poisonous viper, the snake there is, a cobra, if you please, in Egypt, and it'll not have any poison in it. Child won't be bothered by it. That sort of goes back to what it was like before the days of Noah, when the animal was grass eaters. All of them were. They didn't eat each other. And they didn't destroy man, didn't hurt man. And so as a result, in that day, that's exactly what will happen in that day, only in a greater degree than it was before the flood of Noah. Because the devil, the tempter's going to be bound. And there will be people that will literally go through the wrath of God without being killed. And they'll be repopulating the earth, nations it talks about. And they'll worship the Lord. They'll worship him for 1,000 years. Oh, you see, he's ruling and reigning from his father David's throne, and we'll rule and reign with him in a glorified body during that time. Don't know all that is and all that will be like. But, oh, it's going to be a time of greatness when Jesus is in control. He will be Lord of this earth. Some people say He's Lord of so-and-so county. I want to tell you, He's not today. Even though He's Lord sitting at the right hand of the Father, He's not in control of our county. He's not in control of our state. He's not in control of these United States. We see that on every side. But the devil will be bound during that time, and God will usher in. Now, many people talk about and say, oh, that's not so. We're in the millennium now. Well, not so. There's no way. There's not been a millennium yet. I'm talking about the millennium reign of Christ upon this earth. He's not reigning. His kingdom is in the hearts of men, but the few there be that fight it. But the Lord is going to do this for all His those who've been justified. He'll do it for every one of the us. And then also, you think about all those things that He's going to bring up on it. We're going to be a witness at the great white throne of judgment. I'll have to bring more of that tomorrow as I deal with this. Or if you need these tapes, we'll be glad to send you a tape or a CD or something of any of these broadcasts. We welcome your questions. Even if you have a different view, we don't mind you questioning what we say. The Bible said in Acts 17, those in Berea were noble to question. If you question for the right reason, you're noble to question because of the fact we want truth, and I pray you want truth, and you've had the opportunity. Don't reject light, because that's the reason man goes to hell. The saved people will not reject right light. If you've got the Holy Spirit living inside you, you'll not reject light. Or truth is what it amounts to. May God help us to see some things and understand some things about what the Lord will do in the future for all He has saved. And of course, the reason He's doing that and able to do that is because of His finished work on Calvary. But it's got to be an actuality or a reality in the lives of men. This is Edgar Lee Pascoe, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.